Sagt the Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Beis, Perik Beis, Mishnah Zayin. In the previous Mishnah we learned that there were three things where really the halacha is like the Beis Hillel, but Rav Gamliel was machmir according to the Beis Shammai. Interestingly enough, in this Mishnah, in Mishnah Zayin, we're going to learn B'yaz Hashem Yisbarach, that there were three things that everyone else was machmir on, and Rav Gamliel was lenient. Zakt the Mishnah weiter. Once again, Perik Beis, Mishnah Zayin. Af Hu, referring to Rav Gamliel, he also, Amar Shloisha Dvarim Lahakal. He ruled leniently in regard to these three things. And here's the first of the three. Rav Gamliel held that Mechabdin Bein Hamitais, you can sweep literally between the beds or between the couches. You can clean up and sweep out on Yom Tov the floor that is in between these mitas. Now, these mitas weren't to sleep on. They were to eat on. They're called mitas because they used to lean on it. They did haseba all year. Now, what's the chiddush here? Why should I not be able to sweep the floor? Well, there's a halacha that it's also to sweep on Shabbos and Yom Tov a house that doesn't have a floor. If it's just an earth floor, there's a concern that as you're sweeping, you're going to even out or fill up the holes. And that could be an isser of baina. Even though it's a davar sheina mischav, and it's not what you may intend to do, but it may fall under the category of a psik reisha, because if you're sweeping and sweeping, you're going to fill up and even out holes. Zakt Rav Gamliel, but between the mitas, between the couches, it's such a small area, plus the fact that they sweep it up every single day, because you want it to be nice and neat for the people that are eating there. No one likes dust rising when you're eating a sandwich or a soup. So Mimela, we don't say that it's for sure that there are holes over here or earth is going to be swept in and even out the holes. At least that's what Rav Gamliel holds. The Chachamim were concerned that if we let him do this, he'll come to do the entire house. Okay, so what was the second thing that Rav Gamliel is makel on where everyone else was machmir? Sagt the Mishnah weiter. Umenichen es hamugmer b'yamtif. He holds we can put incense on the coals on yamtif. They used to take this incense, this levaina, and types of psamim, and put it on the coals. And then you would have a very geschmack aroma. It would smell so good. That's called mugmer. So there are some serious shilas over here. When you're igniting the coals, when you put the psamim, either the fire gets bigger, or sometimes you extinguish some of the fire. When you put the psamim on, the psamim was like a dust. Despite all this, Rav Gamliel holds its mutter. Because it's a hanas haguf, people are doing it to have pleasure, and memela it's included in oichel nefesh, which is mutter. So the same way you can cook or bake, you can do this mugmer. Although, even according to Rav Gamliel, it's only mutter to do it for the aroma to be able to breathe in or smell the geshmak of psamim. But if you want to do it to give a nice smell to begadim, that you're not allowed to do. Because even Rav Gamliel is only matter it for hanas haguf. So that's the second thing. Rav Gamliel is Mekalon, everyone else is Machmir. And the third thing is, V'oisin gedima kulis b'leile psachim. Perhaps you remember this from Masechtas Psachim. When they roasted the gedi that they were eating by the Seder, they knew it's not a carbon, but they would roast it the same way the carbon Pesach was roasted. They would take the insides, and they would wrap it around the spit. The spit is the pole that they would put through the goat. They would take the insides and wrap it around in front, so it looked like a helmet on the pole, in front of the gedi. That's how they roasted it. They had good intentions. They wanted to do it Zecher LePesach. Although Rav Gamliel allowed them to do it, v'chachamim oisrim, v'chachamim asid in all three. In the first case, they were scared, as we explained. Even if he's going to sweep the small area between the beds, but that's going to lead to a total sweeping of the whole house. And over there, there's going to be a shvuyei gumois, filling up holes. In the second case, in the case of the mugmer, they say, this isn't considered oichel nefesh, to light a fire, to put psamim on it. Only very special, delicate people, chashuva people, they had this, they needed a special fragrance. It's not the average use. It's not called tzorech l'chol nefesh. And in the case of the gedim makulis, they didn't allow it, because it looks like you're eating kadoshim outside of the Azara. In all three cases, the halachas, like the Chachamim.